by reducing the security of our communications, they're not only putting the world at risk, they're putting America at risk in a fundamental way, because intellectual property is the basis, the foundation of our economy. And if we put that at risk through weak security, we're going to be paying for it for years.
But they've made a calculation that it was worth doing this as part of America's defense against terrorism. Surely that makes it a price worth paying.
Well, when you look at the results of these programs stopping terrorism, you'll see that that's unfounded. And you don't have to take my word for it, because we've had the first open court, the first federal court that's reviewed this outside of sort of the secrecy arrangement, called these programs Orwellian and likely unconstitutional. The Congress, who has access to be briefed on these things and now has the desire to be, has produced bills to reform it. And two independent White House panels who reviewed all of the classified evidence said these programs have never stopped a single terrorist attack that was imminent in the United States. So is it really terrorism that we're stopping? Do these programs have any value at all? I say no, and all three branches of the American government say no as well.
I mean, do you think there's a deeper motivation for them than the war against terrorism?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say again.
Sorry, do you think there's a deeper motivation for them other than the war against terrorism?
Yeah, the bottom line is that terrorism has always been what we in the intelligence world would call a cover for action. Terrorism is something that provokes an emotional response that allows people to rationalize authorizing powers and programs that they wouldn't give otherwise. The Bull Run and Edge Hill type programs, the NSA asked for these authorities back in the 1990s. They asked the FBI to go to Congress and make the case. The FBI went to Congress and did make the case. But Congress and the American people said no. They said it's not worth the risk to our economy. They said it's worth too much damage to our society to justify the gains. But what we saw is in the post 9/11 era, they used secrecy and they used the justification of terrorism to start these programs in secret without asking Congress, without asking the American people. And it's that kind of government behind closed doors that we need to guard ourselves against, because it makes us less safe and it offers no value.